Blog Talk Radio.
Calling in. Hold on. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. You by yourself?
No, I have Clucking Lil E with me.
I'm sorry. You got who?
Tremaine and Lil E. Eric.
Tremaine and Eric.
Mm.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Auntie Bat.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Miss Williams and Miss Alice?
Yes.
Yes, we're here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening. I'm here. I'll be here for 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. That's good news.
Good evening, Bruce.
No, this is Candace.
Candace, okay.
Oh, bless you.
Welcome back. Missing you.
All right.
Good evening, Auntie Karen.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We're going to go ahead and continue to read in the book of Genesis while we're waiting on others to join.
Hey, everyone. This is Angela. Be reading from Genesis 2, 1 through 7. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had. Adam and Eve, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground, but streams come up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Auntie Dot or Daniel?
Daniel.
Daniel. Good evening.
Hey, how about you?
Hey, Loretta, I'm going to do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please speak up. I have Brian. I have little E. Eric. I have Tremaine. Auntie Betty. Miss Allen. Candace. Mom. Mr. Varner. Auntie Carrie. Did I miss anyone?
Did you say Candace and Daniel?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
you didn't say Miss Williams.
Miss Williams?
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes.
Okay, she has us.
I'm here.
Okay. While we're waiting for others to join, I will go ahead and continue to read from 2 Genesis 8 through 14. Then the Lord planted a garden in Eden to the east and placed it in the garden the man he had formed. The Lord God planted all sorts of beautiful trees there in the garden, trees producing and choicest of fruit. At the center of the garden, he placed the tree of life and also the tree of conscience, giving knowledge in good and bad. A river from the land of Eden flowed through the garden and watered it. Afterwards, the river divided into four branches. One of these was named the Pison. It winds across the entire length of the land of Havilah, where nuggets of pure gold are found. Also beautiful, Delium and even Lapis Lazuli. The second branch is called the Gihon, crossing the entire length of the land of Cush. The third branch of the Tigris, which flows to the east of the city of Asher, and the fourth is the Ephrates. Amen.
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 Okay, Angela, we haven't had any other callers call in. I guess we can go ahead and get started with the program.
Are you doing the opening?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. Once again, you are listening to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Hope you all had a blessed week and looking forward to a victorious week ahead. May you all bow your head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you asking for your blessing. We ask that you remove anything away from our prayer service tonight. We thank you for your love and for your patience. We thank you for your Son, our Savior. We ask that you lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness in you. We ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. Help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to put on that suit of armor daily so that we will be protected from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. For you say no weapon formed before us shall prosper, and we are standing on your words. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we give you praises. Have your way with us, Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay. Hubert?
Yes, hi. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Good evening.
Amen.
Hey.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started, and we're just going to go down the list. If you would like to contribute, go ahead and share with us. If not, just stay pat. I'll start with Brian.
I just want to say I love everybody, and have a blessed week.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, how about little E?
He ought to run.
Okay,
Jermaine, want to say something?
Hello, everyone. Thank y'all for having me in y'all prayers. I'm continuing to have y'all in my prayers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll come back anytime.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read the 100th Psalm.
Amen.
It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter unto the gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
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 Okay. Thank you, Aunt Betty. Miss Williams?
Okay. I greet each of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to share from our day's prayer book. We're praying for wisdom and guidance. It says, dear Lord, how generous and powerful you are, able to listen and to help everyone in the world at the same time. What a wonderful master to belong to. And we thank you for revealing your promises, commands, and principles so that your spirit can guide us in our praying and in our living. We come to you now asking for greater wisdom and understanding in spiritual things. May we know what you want for us and how important it is and how important our decisions are. Give us, O Lord, the spot wisdom in conversation and immediate decision. And such decision enable us to quickly commit them to you and trust you to help us and to do the right thing, keeping and reminding us to do this, both at home and everywhere, so that we will not depend upon ourselves or our understanding, but only you. Guide us in the long-range decision that we are making. Help us, O Lord, we pray as we seek your face through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 This is Alan.
And some. Okay, Betty?
Yes.
I am reading from 1 John, 5th chapter, and the 5th verse. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness because the Spirit is true. But there is three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bears witness on earth, the Spirit, water, and the blood. And these three agree as one.
If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed the testament that God has given to his Son. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I will go back. And I just want to read a passage that says, doing the main thing. Our scripture lesson makes plain, referencing Genesis 1:29, that God has given us every kind of seed for all of the plants of nature. God gives us all things to ritually enjoy. These things are given not only for necessity, but the blessing of life to our delight. In response, we should give as God has blessed us. We need to organize our lives in a manner that reflects service to God. We need to eagerly work for the betterment of church, family, and ourselves. These are things God wants us to do. I recommend to all who work hard for spiritual values and are reflecting on the seed that God has provided, the main thing is to keep the main thing as the main thing. In other words, watch what you do. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we had a caller to call in. Is this Auntie Dot?
Yes.
You're by yourself?
Yes.
Good evening.
Yeah, how y'all doing? All right.
Good, welcome. Okay, the next caller we have, Candace.
Yes. I just wanted to read a passage out of from March 11:22-24. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And this is the part, you know, sometimes I can testify to this, and it's hard to forgive someone. You can say, I forgive you, but you really have to seek God that he may direct you and, you know, how to truly forgive someone. But 24 is based on verse 25. It says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. So before whatever we ask for in prayer is going to manifest, before we can tell whatever mountain that's in our life at the present time to move, we have to. We cannot hold unforgiveness in our heart because the Lord does not do us that way. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he forgets and he forgives. So we can't hold that in our heart. That's all I want to say. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you again, Candace. Mom?
Yes, I'm going to read a poem, and it says, God love. God love is like the island in life, ocean vanished and wide. A peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. God love is like an archer in the angel's pillar roll. A morning in the summer light, a stronghold for the soul. God love is like a portrait, and we seek protection there. When the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair, God's love is like harbors where our soul can find sweet rest from the struggle of the tension of life's past and further quest. God's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer. And though the change seems to seem of life, we can find a heaven there. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Mr. Varner?
Yes.
I'd like to read a few lines out of A Guide for Christian Workers. And assembly will be stay in the fellowship. And we can find that in Hebrews 10:25. To neglect Christian meeting is to give up the encouragement and help other Christians can give. We gather together to share our faith and strength one another in the Lord. As we get close to the day when Christ will come, we will face many spiritual struggles and even persecution. Difficulty should never be excuse for missing church service. Let me read that again. The difficulty should never be excuse for missing church service. Rather, a difficulty arrive, we should make an even great effort to be faithful and attendant. In spite of and despite of stay in the fellowship, don't miss your blessing. Don't let anybody or anything cause you to forsake the assembly. There is a blessing waiting with your testimony. In a prayer, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us a mind to stay on thee. Continue to guide us. Continue to guide us to your house to worship. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord
for that. Bob, okay. Auntie Carrie? Auntie Carrie, case you're on mute.
Yeah, I must have popped off.
Say when I come back. All right, Daniel?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna read. I'm gonna just read a little bit out of Proverbs 2. It's but the word is saying is the benefit of sound with my son. If thou will receive my word and heed my commandment with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, give thou crest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seek her as silver and searchest for her for forbidden, for hidden treasures, then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Loretta, how about you?
Yes, I would like to share from 30 Thoughts for Victorious Living. And it goes to say, praise him for the victory. God has commanded victory to be yours. And when God commands, it is going to happen. When God commands light to come, light came, and light is still coming. God has commanded that we live in victory. That means no matter what you are going through, no matter how dark it looks, you can be encouraged that the darkness has to give way to the light. Defeat has to give way to victory. But in order to open that door to victory, we must continually do what the psalmist did and constantly praise his name. Don't go around talking about your problems. Go around talking about your God. Don't go around speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak words of faith and victory. Quit worrying and start worshiping. Start praising and thanking God and expect things to change in your favor. God will take you places that you never even dreamed of, and you'll start experiencing the victorious that he commanded to be yours. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come back to Auntie Carrie. Let's move along. Hubert?
Yes. Can y'all hear me very clearly?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight, from whom we should show ourselves to be approved of. And that's our Creator. You know, I would like to start this. I would like to read from you all from Ephesians chapter 4. I'd like to say, back in 1979, December 31st, around 3 o'clock, a message came to me to walk with Jesus, bro. And I chose to do so, not knowing how long or when or what. But I'd like to start and say he said, continuing his words, is walking with Jesus, continuing to be the disciple of which was first the word. Chapter 4, Ephesians. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of vocation, for with you are called, with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the merit of the gift of Christ. There are none in one. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now he ascended, which is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the works of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, which is the church. So we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ the Messiah, that we have forced be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slag of men, and cunning, and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up unto you, into him in all things, which he is the head, he was the Messiah, from whom the whole body fits and joined together and constipated by that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye have forth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past this, giving themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him, and have been taught by him, and the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the proper conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away lying, and speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of one another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon you with your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of the edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, and be you kind one to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for the Messiah's sake, hath forgiven you. God, may the Lord have a blessing upon his reading, upon his words, which is the beginning. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Hilbert. Moving on to Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay, and Angela, Auntie Carrie is not here. I probably got her number mixed up with someone else, so she's not on the air tonight.
Okay, thank you. Traymar, do you want to say anything? I guess he passes too. Okay, do we have anybody else joining already? Are we good?
No, this is what we have.
Okay, well, we'll move on with the program, and we're going to do the Sick and Shut-In. And okay. Everyone will please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we, that being DeMarcus, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Tony, Malachi, Marianne.
Can you add Eric, cousin on the list too?
What's his name?
Hold on. Jermaine Dawson.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Jermaine Dawson.
All righty. Okay, let me start over. Heavenly Father, we, to include our sick and shut in, DeMarcus, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Tony, Malachi, Maxine, Marianne, Billy Mitchell, Billy Morgan, Auntie Vasai, Vicki Hoffman, Carlos Wells family, Sandra and JD, Uncle Champ, Miss Walker, Mary Lowe, Deborah Simmons, and Jermaine Dawson's family. We call on you in the midst of our hurts and pains. Help us always remember that you are the great physician who heals us in body and soul. May we rely on you for our strength and salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to take a moment of silence for Abraham Azula. We can just be silent for a moment for a special prayer as we lost him. Am I understanding that correctly, Hubert?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I.
All right, let's just take a moment of silence in honor of Abraham Azula. Thank you. Let's move along in our schedule. We're at birthdays. Do we have any birthdays for this week? March 4th through March 10th?
Wachovia.
Oh, you see?
When's her birthday, Brian?
I gotta check my phone. I think it's this week.
Oh, okay.
I need a birthday every week. Y'all can send me donations.
Any other birthdays for March 4th through March 10th? Okay, if there are no more birthdays, we're going to have Keisha sing happy birthday to Wachovia. Trey has a special request.
Okay.
He wants us to sing happy birthday to him.
Okay.
Since we didn't celebrate it until yesterday, his birthday was on the 22nd. All right, let's go.
Cool.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Draymond. Happy birthday to you.
Many more.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Okay, now we're at the part of our program where we want to talk about praises and testimonies. Do we have any this week?
I have a testimony.
All righty.
I went to church today. Young man said thank you. He was getting ordained into a deaconship. He's only 16, he's 15 years old.
Oh, my.
So, amen. I went that day. So, amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Anyone
else thing to share?
Yes, I would like to give thanks and praise to the Lord, whom is due. You know, Lord, I've been working a long time in my life since I've been learning how to walk with Jesus and encouraging others also to do so, regardless of what type of life Lot been dealt in their life. Every day is a new day, and we should start every day as born-again Christians, like born-again babes all over again, in order that more can be saved. I'd like to give thanks and praise to the Lord for letting me spearhead open up another shop on Cameron Road, right there by the Crystal, Easy Fix Auto. Spearheading that, I assume we're getting the computer system hooked up by one Terrence Lowe this week. And I'd like to give thanks to the Lord. I added on a paint and body man at my shop downtown in Canterbury Hill, and that completes my network. And now I got a full crew in my network. And I'd like to give thanks and praise to the Lord, and may He add His blessing now that I can be a nice, up to par, legitimate businessman and not look back. Give thanks.
Amen.
Hold on.
Amen.
Any more praises and testimonies? Okay. We are closing with Matthew 6:9. Do we have a volunteer to read Matthew?
All right, there you go. What do I want to read? They ain't want to read.
Matthew
what?
6:9.
Lord,
who's going to do the closing?
Give us a minute. He's looking in the book right now, okay?
Okay, just speak closer to the phone.
Amen, everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
But thou, when thy prayers enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, but not therefore like unto them, for your Father know what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Okay, well, that concludes our session for today. And just want to wish everyone a very blessed week.
Amen. Everybody have a blessed day. Love you.
Love
you all.
We ain't going to get no schedule this year. We're just going to be freestyle.
No, schedule should be going out shortly. Patience, patience, patience.
Amen.
God loves you all. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night.